You can record. Page 9. It says Tesavov in the bottom, is page 9. In order to clarify in the simplest way, the inyan of Chassidus, what Chassidus is, it's important to offset. Chassidus and Chochmas HaMusar. And that's who we're up to. On page 9, on the right side, Chochmas HaMusar, Hiliyasher's Deyois HaAdam, Lerapius Nafsha. But people talk a lot, Ki'ilu, there's a machloikis between Musar and Chassidus. It's not a machloikis between Chochmas HaMusar and Teres Chassidus. It's not a machloikis. I mean, people like to find machloikis in Gennets, because they don't learn enough Musar. It's not a machloikis. The world of Musa, the tzaddikei ha-Musa, the balei ha-Musa, sought to accomplish something which is different than the Chachmei Chassidus, than the Talmidei Baal Shem. It's a different malach, it's a different avoda. Therefore, it's a very big mistake when people think that, I learned Chassidus, like we spoke a little bit about last week, or Matul was talking about, I learned Chassidus, therefore I'm not part of that cheder that's called Musar. Or I learn Musar, and I'm not part of the world that's called Chassidus. It's a very shidchistic, a very shallow and superficial understanding of what the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world, and what the Tzaddikei, the Balei Musar, brought to the world. Because it's not a machloikis. You're not going to become a confused chassid if you learn Chavis Alavavis, and even if you learn Madregis HaAdam. You might become one with better manners, which wouldn't be so terrible. They set out to do something different. And it's important to understand, before we go into Teres HaChassidus, it's important to understand the difference of what the Balei HaMusar sought to accomplish and seek now to accomplish, and what's the tachlis of learning Sifrei Musar. And the difference between that and the malach in the world of the Da'alech Chassidus. So the Agav Urcha, but it's not really Agav Urcha, it's really Le'inyan. Ramatul explains, Nevor Amahu Inyan Chochmas HaMusar. What's the Inyan of Chochmas HaMusar? Musar is a Chochma. What's the Inyan of Chochmas HaMusar? Unlike what we've been learning about Chassidus, the Chassidus is a Gilui Eloki. Chassidus is a gilui. That's all we've been learning about. That the Baruch Shalom allowed the light of the 7 days of creation to permeate the world in order to prepare the world for Bias HaMashiach. It's a gilui. Chochmas HaMusar, of course, goes back to the beginning. It's the Chochma of Sefer Mishlei. Chochmas HaMusar. V'agavurcha nevor ma'u inyin Chochmas HaMusar shen yoni hi Chochma Hamalamedis as Adam, Ech Shiachanech Vyargil as Machshavoysov, the Hergeshav. The Ikka of Chochmas HaMusar is to train a person in the art of self control, of how to control one's thoughts, how to control one's Hergeshav. Now we're going to learn that of course there are different strategies that we find in Teres HaMusar and Teres HaChassidus. There are different strategies, there are different eitzes. Chassidus also addresses the inyan of Hergeshim and Machshavas. And there are different strategies. But one needs to understand the aside of what Chochmas HaMusar, what is Musar out to accomplish? b'shiya poshut odem miyushav b'dayto y'besichla. Chochmas HaMusar is to create a human being that's miyushav b'dayto y'besichla. A Jew who has yishav hadas, a bal yishav hadas, a person filled with menschlichkeit, a person whose midas are midas that are shining with yashus, with edelkeit, with erlichkeit. Lo yekiish meshuga upesi. That a person should not be like a meshugana, a pesi, a meshuga, or a fool. And there's no shortage of either of those in the world. There's a chochma, psychology is a chochma. Of course, that's not all that psychology is dealing with, but one of the things that psychology is concerned with is if you have people who are enim shfuyim kol kach bedaitem, if you're dealing with people who have, who are beset by confusion, not philosophical, theological, but emotional confusion, emotional upheaval. Shal yidei zeh, enim anoshim in hayishuv, in very extreme cases, a person can't live a life min hayishuv, can't live a normal life. A basic normal life, can't live. There are people these are extreme situations. Psychologists, of course, are dealing with all different kinds of things, but in an extreme situation where a person, pasha, can't live as a normal person. A person has certain fears, and because of those fears, he can't go to work, he can't get married. Because of those fears, he can't communicate with other people. Face. Person has taivas. The taivas are consuming him. Arkadekach, that a person, I was on the phone today for over an hour with somebody whose wife threw him out. He's gambling every single penny he'd borrowed already from different people, and all the people are coming together now. Thousands of dollars he borrowed from this one, from that one, and now there's somebody that's threatening to hurt him, and the wife doesn't want to see him again. So gambling, such a thing. So his life, he has a beautiful family, and his life is being ruined by a type of behavior that is removing him in Hayishuv Pashat. He's removing himself from the world. People have difficulties in their lives, all kinds of difficulties. They can't live chayim regilim. I have more than one person in the kehila, in the community, that they can't go to shul. Not because of any religious reason. They believe in Hashem and they believe in Tefillah B'Tzibah, they want to daven. They can't be among other people. It gets them very, very, very nervous. But Koishi, Parsha Zocher, this one person in particular, I'm thinking of Parsha Zocher, he comes, he goes upstairs, and he tries to hear Parsha Zocher, and he runs out, no one should talk to him. Yom Kippur, he comes a little bit, Kal Nidre, Ne'ila, but he tries to, by the door, and he has to go out through the nicest guy in the world. It's not, and if you ask him, he says, and I spoke to him, he says, Rebbe, am I happy this way? I'm not happy this way. He can't go to the nephew had a chasna, he can't go to the chasna. He comes to the chuppah, he looks for a minute by the chuppah, and then he runs out. He can't be by a chasna. He loves his nephew, he wants to be by the chasna, he can't go to the chasna. So then another person said to him, why don't you go to the chasna? It's akasha, you know. What was he supposed to say to you? I have a problem. So the problem that he has is that it takes him away from his own Simchas Achaim and from being Miyushav. The people that Pasha can't be Mistadeh, they can't manage with other people. The people that can't handle the house in the right way. They can't take care of the home. They when it comes to taking care, let's say, of the papers or of finances or other things, or you have there are women that say that I've dealt with over the years that they just can't take the pressure of keeping the house and the kids And it's very, very hard. Life is hard. And taking care of the kitchen with the kid. And they start to have a nervous breakdown. And then they just retreat from the world. And they stay on a couch. And they eat potato chips until they gain 200 pounds. And I mean, I'm dealing with these things kaseida. Anybody that's Isaac with a tzibur with people knows that these are things that are... And they're not happy. Kiev shashiel ham shalom bayis. Shalom bayis, because shalom bayis, you have to be two human beings. A person doesn't feel like a human being. So shalom bayis. We're not talking here about just a few individuals. They can't raise children. They can't educate the children. Can't hold the job. If people that can't hold the job, go from one job to the next. Can't hold a job. Can't come on time. Can't come on time. They're not mistader. And there are people that dray around their whole lives. And they can't really be productive. Ad shemoitzim heimas atzam, until in the most extreme situations, God forbid, moitzim heimas atzam shoychum mutalim al safsal beza beza knesses. Jews that you'll see lying on some bench in the shul. Jews that gave up on life. Even some people are alenu, he doesn't go to the next step, that end their lives. Hashem yarech. Hey, Yisha, no shemeilu, and yuchayim lahatoyis, and yuchayim lahatoyis, and yuchayim lahatoyis, and so imagine you sit this guy on the bench in the shul that sleeps in shul. You get him down and you talk to him and say, look, this is not good for you. See, he looks at you like you're Michigan. It's not good for me. And say, maybe we should learn a little bit Archa Sadikim, you know. Kimusa v'divrei seichel ein medaber meleim. Musa and divrei seichel, don't speak to these people in these extreme situations. And even if it's not so extreme, if any of you have ever been in a situation where you've tried, that's not just to a guy that's on a bench, but even someone that has an inyan that doesn't allow him to function in a healthy way. So we used to think that learn a little bit and talk a little bit and everything's going to be fine, but there are people that's just not work. Therefore, there are people that have to go to doctors. Even though a lot of these medications, they're complicated, and it's not good to be on any medicine, but the Baruch Shalom brought into the world certain medications that, for all kinds of emotional things, that could help. Or to professionals who can figure out an eitzah how to help this person. There are techniques. There are things that can be done to help people. To bring a person more into a place that's healthy. Now, of course, psychiatry, medicine, and psychology are chochmas of chol. They're not chochmas of kedusha. If a person is fortunate enough to be able to learn with somebody the Svarim, that could very, very much help to upgrade and to lift up the psychology into a place of Torah. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. As we speak, there are some very, very chashuva people in the world who are trying to do this. We're trying to develop clearer mahalchim in Kedusha to help people. You see what they have by the world, these 12 steps. We need the world to teach us the 12 steps. This is something that's from the beginning of time that we received at Har Sinai, how to come back to health. And everything's in the Torah. Hafrabah Kulab, everything's in Torah. But it requires a tremendous, tremendous amount of Yerushalayim and Chochmah to understand Musar and Chassidus and Pnimius and Torah in a very deep way. There are people that are working on these things. But regular medicine or psychology, of course, these are Chochmahs of the world, which Baruch Hashem have helped countless people. But there's a limitation. Therefore, they're seeking eitzes that are not eitzes necessarily of Torah. Sometimes it happens that they shtim with the Torah. It works with the Torah. There are other times that a bechlal is not according to the Torah. all from psychologists have to contend with these challenges, and it's not simple. Umishtamshim bekelim shel guf adam. So these psychologists and psychiatrists, of course, they are limited to using the kelim that are called klei haguf, which also the medications and the other aitis that they were taught are all addressing the guf, not the neshama. A neshama, the guf, the nefesh maybe, but the neshama of a Jew. So, Bohashem, these social workers, these therapists, psychiatrists, they're trying to help the person to become part of this world. Medications to help. The Bein Shalom sent a Chochma to the world. Chochma Samusa. Shim Yusedes Gam Kain, Lalamed Ulahadri Chasadam, Shi Adam Bari Ben Nafshai. The Yesoid of Chochma Samusa, it's a Chochma. Every one of us can learn it. Chochma Samusa is to teach, to give hadracha, so that a person can be emotionally well. Could be miyushav bedaitai, live a life of yishav hadas, of well-being, of simcha. V'yiknoi orchas chayim. And to be able to acquire a healthy, normal path in life, so that he will be able to become a person who can achieve Dveikus B'Hashem. Chochma Samusa is not about Dveikus B'Hashem. Of course you see that in the Musa Sfarim. But the Indian of Chochma Samusa is, how do you get the guy out of the woods? You understand? The guy's in the woods. You can't talk to him about Dveikus B'Hashem. It's nishnamal, you understand? He's not well. Now we're going to talk about how all of us have problems, and to one degree or another, we're ne'achozim basvach, you understand? We're stuck in the thicket of life, of complications. Dveikus B'Hashem, a person has to be kind of a mensch. Like Rabbi Chaim Vital writes, and I'm sure all of you know this, Rabbi Chaim Vital writes, we spoke about this, Rabbi Chaim Vital writes how we don't see that there are beferish and mitzvahs when it comes to midas. Because there's a tnai kodim l'maisa. There's a prerequisite. The Torah is talking to a human being. The Torah is not talking to a Michigan. It's talking to a healthy human being. When you have a person who's healthy, then you could tell them this is the right thing to do. You want to have a relationship with God? This is how you develop a relationship with God. The Ikav Chassid, this is how to develop a relationship with God. But the Indian of Chochma Samusa is, how do you get the guy out of the woods? It's how to be a mensch, how to be a human being. Once you have a human being in front of you, then we can talk to this human being about how to become Dovuk B'Hashem. My father, Zogzon, told me how his grandfather, who died before the war, who lived in my father's house like the last 10, 15 years of his life, my father remembers, my father was a boy when he passed away. He was a big tzaddik. He was a big Talmud Chacham, a big tzaddik. And my father remembers that his grandfather used to walk, there was like two blocks he used to walk to shul. And on the way to shul, there was a Beis Meshugayim. That's how they used to call it. It was a Jewish place, for people who were not well. They didn't, how they treated them, whatever. There wasn't much therapy, you understand. It was mostly that they should be safe and they should get fed and taken care of, and they were Meshugayim. And my father said that he used to, oftentimes, he remembers as a child, he would walk with his grandfather to shul. And there was a yid on the third floor of the Beis Meshugayim. There was a huge Talmud Chacham. And my great-grandfather would always go early to shul, and they would talk in learning. And my great-grandfather used to say that this yid is chagoyin, a mamash chagoyin, a velt talmud chacham. And my father remembers as a kid standing there, and they would be talking for a half hour in learning. And then afterwards, coming back also, he would wait, and they'd talk and learning. And my father said that his grandfather couldn't, he used to always come home and say, why did they lock him up this year? He's not only healthy as normal, what is it with him? So my father said that once his grandfather went in over there and he asked Rishus if he can go up and see him in the room. So they basically told him, you can go at your own risk. And so my father said that his grandfather said that he got a little bit nervous for my father. He said, you wait downstairs. I'm going to talk to him and say hello to go visit. Let me go visit. So my great-grandfather went up to the room there. And my father said he comes down like 15 minutes later, like all shaken up. So what happened? So my great-grandfather goes in the room. They're talking and learning. It's a machai. They're sitting there talking and learning. And all of a sudden, the guy gets up, starts to scream like a Michigan. He starts to scream, and my grandfather, he wants him to jump out the window. Now, the emissaries, my father said, there were like bars there. He took him to the window. He said he wants him to jump out the window. And my great-grandfather's talking to him about it's okay. And he says, he screams, he has to jump out the window. So my great-grandfather told him, look, what's the chacham for me to jump out the window? Let me go downstairs. I'm going to jump up to you. Let me go downstairs and jump into the window. That's something. So he was masking. That's an interesting thing. That's what he said. He said, go downstairs. I'm going to wait for you, and you jump. So my great-grandfather went out the room, and he came downstairs. He said to my father, okay, we're going to go home. We'll go home. And then they went every morning back, and they were talking, learning. But my great-grandfather says, okay, we can talk from... And the guy didn't remember. He didn't nothing. It was like nothing. So basically, Moshe Goyim, you understand? And he was not Minay Yishuv. So what are you supposed to do with him? Now, but maybe nowadays they'd be able to help a person like that. But in those days, they didn't do anything. The Indian of Musa is how to take this person out of the jail that he's in. He's in a jail. His mind. He's imprisoned in something. And to open up the door and to take this tzaddik out of his jail. Once you have a person that's not in that jail, then we could talk about dveikus b'shav. V'av shebevada, the bottom of the page, shebevada, ein medabim kan mi'echad shu shayta gomer v'chela nefesh. I mean, of course, you have sometimes a person that's altogether just too sick to be metabol with. You can't help. Sheseichel ein medabir lov klal, you can't work with a person. He's so sick. You can't reason, you can't work. We're talking about people who you could talk to. But we have to understand it here. Until now we feel comfortable because we're talking about other people, right? Everybody's okay so far. It's not about us. We have to understand. Sine gam kol ha'noshim. From the time of Eitz Hadas, every single human being is a little bit meshuggah. Something. The difference is we have what we call meshuggahs. There's a difference between a meshigane and someone who has meshuggahs. A meshigane, already the mahus of the person, that he's not well. But every single person from the time of the Eitz Hadas has shigonot, meshuggahs. There are things that are off. There are things that are off. If any one of us would be together roommates for 6 months, we'd find out. If you ever want to keep a friend, don't become roommates with the guy. Because then you find out, he's a Michigan. He's not a Michigan, he's a Michigas. But you also have Michigas. Got a Michigas. So I remember I had a roommate when I was here. He was a regular guy. I mean, we were friends, but he says, and I'm sure he saw on me. I mean, I saw it, his Michigas somewhere. I'm sure he has, you know, but such Michigas. And he was flossing. He would floss his teeth for 2 hours. By the mirror, he was flossing his teeth for 2 hours. I said, I'm a Michigan. Who flosses his teeth for 2 hours? It was a regular guy, because a friend of mine. So I got, it's a scary thing. I said, what's he standing by the mirror for 2 hours? By the mirror. Oh. Flossing back and forth, back and forth. And you don't think he has stories about me? But I'm so crazy, I don't know what the stories are. But that's how it is. Since the Eitz HaDa'as, every person and every single one of us is a little bit meshuggah. there's a little bit of a choleh hanefesh. It doesn't just have. I'm making a little bit. I mean, it's true what I told you this story, but I'm making a little bit. It's a little funny. But the emes is, it's much more subtle than that. It's much more subtle. Laziness is not a choleh hanefesh. You have something important you have to take care of. Your whole life is depending upon you lying around like this. What are you doing? That's not a choleh hanefesh. Anger is not a choleh hanefesh. So a person can say he loses his temper and he thinks it's the easiest thing to say. It wasn't me. It wasn't you. So who was it? Your neighbor? Of course it was you. It wasn't really me. It wasn't really you. So choleh hanefesh. Anger is not choleh hanefesh. From such a tzibah, there must be one or two people here who scream and yell when they get upset. I hope not. But there is such a thing. If you ever saw somebody that you love and that you respect, like, lose his mind, it's the scariest thing in the world. And otherwise, he's totally the nicest person in the world. It's not a choleh hanefesh. There's something there. That's what I'll tell you personally. All of the years, even though since the time I'm 12 years old, I'm a shugah with chassidus, but all the years I always learn, I'm always learning more serious. All the years, I always learn more. Nevadik and Slobodka, always. Always. I'm not saying it helped that, I mean, I try, but I'm always, always learning more. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But never, ever that there should be chas v'shalom a time where it is not his kashus to chacham asamus. Sometimes you learn the sifra chasidus, you learn, and you know which svarim, and you like certain svarim, you can get this feeling like everything's okay. And not only that, not only do you not have any choleh hanefesh, but you're the biggest tzaddik in the world. You read Kedushas Levi, wow. I thought I had a lot of problems. I have no problems at all. I'm like the splendor and the glory of Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem takes pride in me every minute of the day. You can get that if you don't learn Kedushas Levi properly. If you learn it properly, then you feel how he gives. But if you don't learn it properly, if you learn it like Friday night after benching. Oh, I'm such a nice guy. And your wife's sitting there saying, oh, no. This rabbi says he's such a tzaddik. I know he's not a tzaddik. But the Baditshva says he's a tzaddik. The Baditshva was able to make a wall happy, you understand? The Baditshva was able to make a dog into a human being. We're not masik such a thing. The Rebbe Abzusha, the tzaddikim, but they had such a koyach, to be mechaim eis and mamish. And there's a need for that, because we're all zombies. But it has to be balanced with chochma samusa. Koyim, you have to be a mensch. She chochma kedoisha ham yusedas al yirashamayim v'emuna. It's a chochma kedoisha that's miyusedas an yirashamayim and emuna. Chavis levavis, shar bitochen. Chaznish, emuna bitochen. You can't live without it. In our times, I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael in yeshiva, right, that time, right at the end of high school, I was in yeshiva. So I started to learn Michtav Melio. It changes your life. Mamas changes your life. If you take it to heart, Michtav Melio, Lev Elio, Rebellion. The Chazon Ish, Shuslan, said that in his time, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, there were three Gedolei HaMusar. One of them, his inyan, was the mind, to fix the brain. The other, his inyan, was to fix the heart. And the third, his inyan, was to fix the hands. Chazon Ish said that. So you tell me, Chaver, in the time of the Chazon Ish, who do you think the Chazon Ish meant was to fix the mind of a person? Huh? Rav Dessler. Without a question. Moridik, Rav Dessler. The mind. The heart was Rebbe Lapian. Rebbe Lapian was the biggest Bel Regish, and he understood a Jewish heart. The hands. What does that mean, Bechla? No? No. Rabbi, not when I say no, this doesn't mean Rabbi. That's what the Chazon Ish said. Rabbi Chalska Levenstein. What did the Chazon Ish, what does that mean, to fix the hands? Any ideas? To fix the hands was a mechbechla. It's deeper than that. Reb Chaskel, you had to learn Reb Chaskel. Reb Chaskel was an Eish L'Ohavi, you know. He was a Gerich Chosid from the home. Reb Chaskel. Tikkun HaYadayim meant that Reb Chaskel's inyan was that the emuna that a Jew has is so real that you could feel it with your hands. The whole inyan of Reb Chaskel Levenstein was chush ha'emuna, emuna chushis. To feel emuna, to be tangible. That emuna is something you could touch. Tikkun HaYadayim. This, Chazon Ish says, a very deep word. The mind, the heart, and the hands. Rav Dessler, Rav Eli Lapian, and Rav Chaskel Levenstein. And this is not a long time ago. What the Baruch Shalom sent into our generation, a person like Rav Volpe, to help a person to fix the chesroinus, the deficiencies, the pagam of the problems, the mishigasim of the seichel and the nefesh aloi. But the evidence, there's no choice. People, of course, are going to get eitzes from others who are not. Filled with Chochmas HaTorah. And there are good people. And it's because the Leis Breira, we don't have enough people who are qualified in Chochmas HaNefesh, in Chochmas HaMusa. Kim Eitzes Kedoshah, so we're able to give Eitzes of Kedusha. Ve'etzes segulios habnuyim al darchei hatorah v'havoda, and there are etzes, even etzes segulios, that the tzaddikim know that this particular bracha can have this effect upon the person's mind by working on this bracha, or by working on over Rabbi Nachman the Tikkun HaKlali. The tzaddikim understood the connection between things that we say and things that we do, and a certain part of the body. You look in Sefer Amidus of Rabbi Nachman, which we don't understand. What's the connection? He says, this will do this, this will do that. So we have some Ayin Mekomos from some said Reb Tzadok wrote in the Chair in the Rav, but we have some Ayin Mekomos. But you look at the Sefer Amidus, and Rabbi Nachman talks there about different machlis and nefesh, different yoni, different difficulties that a person has emotionally and psychologically. And he says that, say, Kiddush Levana Bekavana. What was that, Kiddush Levana? My Indian Shemitah Yisrael Hasina. Rabbi Nachman knew that the road goes, where that street goes. He knew exactly from Kiddush Levana how that travels. The tzaddikim, not only that the tzaddikim have eitzes, but the tzaddikim have schools. There are certain mahalchim that we don't understand, but they help. They work. The whole tachlis of Chochma Samusa is exactly that. It's a Chochma, and it's a way to teach a person to be miyushav, to be healthy, as Hashem as well created a person healthy and normal. I mean, there are people that are not healthy. But a person who's able to achieve health and to overcome these problems, these inyanim, that's the tachlis of Chochma Samusa. One needs to understand that's what Chochma Samusa is about. When a person's in that matzav of how Hashem created him, then dveikus is something that we could talk about. But first, there has to be Elokim Osas Odom Yosha. There has to be a Yashus. There has to be somebody healthy. And then we could talk about Madregas. Ulamita Shaldov at the left side over there, Lamita Shaldov at Lamalahia Kalacha Lokwe Binyanza. The MS is, Muttal says, if it wouldn't be this situation, in other words, let's say there would only be Rak and Lashim Yechidim Ayilukuyim is there, let's say there were only a few people that had issues and problems. But otherwise, everybody was fine. In other words, let's say it wasn't like that, that from the Eitz Hadas we all have in Yonim. Let's say that that didn't have such an effect upon us, and there are only some Yechidim that somehow were set off course. B'vadeh shekalach al hayim even, shem hayu tzrichim l'lachas l'roifei. Let's say, here's a simple cheshbon here he makes. Let's say that most people in the world were able to control, have control of themselves, and they would be balabatim and the taivas achila. They would be in control of what they eat. Let's say most people, let's say it was a normal, common thing that the vast majority of people in the world had no inyanim when it comes to eating. Now, we know that eating was the first problem there ever was eating. The union of eating from Eitz Hadas, Taivara. Therefore, if you want to dig into a person to find the easier, or you don't have to even dig so hard, but one of the clearest ways of seeing something unhealthy is how a person eats. How a person eats. What a person eats, how a person eats. So let's say, because that was the beginning of the confusion, eating from the Eitz Hadas. So let's say that the emes is that the vast majority of the world, all regular people, are balabatim over what they eat. What does that mean? That people, regular people, do not eat anything more than what they need to live. They never eat l'shem taiv. Nothing extra. Nothing. Only just to live. Just for health and to be able to exist. And let's say 99% of the people of the world would only eat healthy food. And they would only eat according to what they need. To be healthy. And on top of that, let's say 99% of the people of the world would be eating l'shem shamayim, just to have the strength to daven, to learn, and so on. And no normal person, no regular person would just grab a bag of potato chips or a piece of candy, or no regular person would go b'chlal to stand online by a smorgasbord, which is not a normal thing to do. To stand online, so somebody could carve a little piece of meat for you. It's not a normal thing. So let's say nobody did that. Only crazy people. There were some crazy people. So they'd have to. Most of the stores would be closed. All these stores and departments of the groceries and all these things. Only crazy people would do such a thing. In other words, only a crazy person would eat something he doesn't need to live. Or would just eat it because it has a good taste. Or is a taiv. Tachpi mini mesika McDonald's, sweet thing, candies, what? Lamali kreisa stam, l'shem taiv. Ubefrat shahabi pomim ein, ze gambari laguf. Which, of course, many times, even when you eat these things, you feel the effects, it hurts you, it's not healthy. Alu yitzuya shlahaya shum adam shahim shabech mahal azatz. Let's take another funny thing, another mishagaz. COVID. You heard of that? COVID. So let's say that 99.9% of the people of the world had no inyan b'chlal. Lo yitzui shalahayu shum adam shiyim mishabech mahal. So there was no person who praised himself or held from himself. Like, you know, or needed to hear his name. Needed to be shown a certain type of deference and so on and so forth. Let's say only Mishagayim, because some crazy people needed that. There would be no normal thing for a person to stand up and to say big things about himself, or to hold from himself. Ulasapis Maloisiv Maisa Vatarim, that I certainly have to talk to other people about his milas, and so on. Kadesh Anoshim Yachzikum Yemen of Yaritzo, so that he should be, other people should, so that other people should hold from him and should praise him. Vihine. Imagine a world like this. Vihine. Imhoyu Kami Yachidim Shahilam Chisarin Zeh. Let's say the world was normal. And there would be a few people that had such a chisaron, that they want people not to praise them. Or that they have an inyan to eat food that they don't need to live. Or that's not even healthy. Taibas achila. It's to eat something even though you're not hungry. Or people who are sitting there waiting for their name to be called, or waiting for them to get praised, or waiting to get recognized, and so on. Or if you say something that the person takes personally, that you know he'll never talk to you again, or walk out, whatever it is people do. So let's say there are only a few yechidim like this. They would be considered to be completely abnormal people. In other words, if you look at this, if you look at this purely in a scientific way, and if we weren't feeling that, look, you know, I also have some of this, so I understand other people that have this. But let's say there would just be a few yechidim that would want to have, and they would get together, and they would have this idea that even though you're going to be eating a whole meal in an hour, we're going to first set up all kinds of stations, all kinds of pots, and you're going to stand there holding a fork for half hour with a little plate, and you're going to stand there, even though you're 87 years old, and the only time you ever stand like that is by Neila. But you're going to stand there with a fork like this, and you're going to send your wife, guy, to go to the other line to get also, and she's 86 years old, Nabuch. And even though normally a makbid, it shouldn't be, it's not so nice to have zecharim in the cave, as you understand, but by the shmorgas, but everything is mutter. Everything is mutter. There could be mixing even there, right? Doesn't make a difference. Because if you have that fork in plate, whatever, it doesn't make a difference what's next to you. If we would look at this purely with a clear head, and not because we ourselves are guilty of it and we're so used to it, we'd say that if someone would come from another planet, they'd say that these people are insane. They're insane. And then you can show them an hour later. You move the picture ahead, and an hour later, they're sitting there having a whole big meal. And each one is saying, I can't do this. I can't eat anything. I can't do this. It's like somebody's like standing over them. I can't do it. They would not consider people in a yeshuv. They wouldn't be considered people in a yeshuv. A person like this would never get a shidduch. We heard that this person stands with a little plate and a fork by a carving station. So, a carving station? What's that? There's a guy stands in a white thing and a big cap, and he stands there and he cuts a thing like this, and everybody walks away very excited that they got this little. You wouldn't make a shidduch with such a person. Could never get a shidduch. That's what this guy does. What else does he do? Well, they have in his shul there were seven people that they set up for shalashudas. They put out the tuna fish. Seven people. They put out the place in the tuna fish. You know, this guy, when it came for the shul's Mlava Malka, they thanked the committee from shalashudas and they left his name out. And he stopped coming to shul. You think that ever happened? You stop coming to shul. You'd make a shidduch with such a person. But it happens, these things happen kaseida. I mean, you like the rabbi of the shul? I like him a lot. You like the Torah? Yeah. I like the tefillah? Yeah. You have your best friends in the shul? Yeah. So why are you davening in the other place? They didn't mention my name by the tuna fish. That's a normal thing? For that, you make a shidduch with a person like that? It's not crazy. They're much. I'm only giving very mild examples. You each have your own stories that you know from things that you've seen. Not babies. See what goes on. My wife's uncle sometimes from Canarsie. Have you ever Canarsie? There used to be a lot of Jews there. I don't know. Now there aren't so many like there used to be. There used to be a lot of Jews. And I had never spent the Shabbos of my life in Brooklyn until I was a chassan. Then I spent my first Shabbos, not just in Brooklyn, in Canarsie. In the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, there was screaming and yelling going on. There were two old men on the staircase in the back of the shul. One had his hands on the throat of the other person. And he had his hands holding the other old guy down on the floor, and everybody was running there to pull him off from the other guy. I never saw this such a thing in my life. And when I got back to Maris, he was saying, oh, we have this. You're from Queens. Welcome to Brooklyn. So what was this fight about? Turns out the fight was about that you know that I like a certain kind of herring, and you, the Davke, did not put it out because it was the yard site. It was my yard site, and you, Davke, didn't put out the herring because you have an Indian against me for many, many years. And he got him on the staircase to kill him. He was holding him by the throat, the two old guys. The rabbi went there and was pulling him off. And then everybody, and they just got back. After it was finished, they went back and they would listen to the rest of Kriyas HaTorah and the Maftir. Is that normal? And nobody even seemed like, I'm looking around. This is my first Shabbos in Canarsie, you understand? I'm looking around and nobody seemed to be like, oh, it was Sal. The two of them, they have an old Indian, these two. He's choking the guy to death on the staircase over a piece of herring. Everything is good. Come on, boys, let's go daven. We have to finish davening like nothing happened. Instead, they should have been taken away in handcuffs and put into an asylum. We don't do things like this. Not like this. Other things. You have to be a normal human being. So he says, can you imagine? Ki berega shi yikonis odam azel l'toich beisa b'nei beisa yiru eich shu choyte v'oich l'ezim n'mesika. A guy comes into his house and he grabs something. He's looking for something to nash. It looks like he's a crazy person. What are you looking for? Are you hungry? No. What are you looking for? Nash. Are you hungry? No. So why do you want to nash? Because I'm crazy. But we don't think like this. We should think like this. The reason that we don't think like this is because we're crazy. Because there's something not normal. You understand the Alter from Slobodka knew how to take a person who's not normal and to make him normal. You know what that is? You know, it's not a secret that it's not a secret that when Rabbi Aaron Kotler was a Vilde Ilu, you know that he was a wild genius, that if not for the Alter from Slobodka, it wouldn't have been Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Rabbi Aaron Kotler was cured by the Alter from Slobodka. And became Rabbi Aaron Kotler. When Rabbi Aaron Kotler came to Slobodka, I know people who were there. They're not alive anymore. Rabbi Aaron was out of control. His mind was light years ahead of his of everything. He was out of control. And the Alter from Slobodka knew how to take a person. Yishuv Hadas. No normal person goes, he's not hungry, and he goes and he's looking around. He's starting to, you have a person goes down in the middle of the night. He's opening up cabinets, looking in the kitchen for some peanut shoes or something. He's not expecting. So what is he going looking in the middle of the night for peanut shoes? He has such a thing that a person has. A person comes home. If we would think in a regular way, in a normal way, the way that God made us. Imagine a person comes to his house. He says, "Baruch Hashem, chidashte yom chidish beis hamedrash." Person comes and he says to his wife and children, "Kindlech, listen, your father said a big chidish today in the beis hamedrash." Shim yemois Yeshua ben Nun loy chidshu chidish kazeh. Since Yeshua ben Nun, no one said a chidish like me, like this chidish that I said. He talks about himself. How Yistakalov Kal Ish Meshuga. If everybody was normal, If the world was the way it was healthy, everybody would look at such a person that he's crazy. Everybody would see him as someone that's not normal. Or in Lashon HaKodesh, socially acceptable. It's just not social. It's not socially acceptable. You thought that was Yiddish, right? If none of us would have eaten from the Eitz HaDa'as, we would look at such a thing, a person that does such things like this, and say it's crazy. Last year I was
going through Crown Heights. I was driving someone. I hadn't really noticed such a thing. I see human beings are walking with their pants half down to the floor.
Not one, not two. You see, there's like a whole olam over here of people that are walking like that in the street. It can't be comfortable to walk like that. And they're walking like that in the street. I'm not talking about sneers. I'm just talking about being comfortable and being min hayishuv. Like people, you have pants, so use them. And he's walking like that in the street. All over the place. There are things that are nowadays mekubolim, etzalim, shakak, circle. If the Chofetz Chaim would walk into one of our weddings and he would see what goes on with the music and the dancing, I'm not talking about a non-religious wedding, an Orthodox wedding. And he would see the music and the movements and so on. So the answer is, it's mekubal. Everybody does it. The noise, you're sitting next to your friend and you're screaming like a machine. You could walk out from the chas and you can't talk for 2 weeks. Because you just want to say, how's your father doing? How's your what? You can't even, you're screaming. And if you don't go along with everybody, if you want to be a revolutionary, to have a chasna, to be nice music, shh, nice, or in between the dancing, quiet, then they'll think that you're a mishunet to commit. Like there's something wrong with you. We know that if everybody does a certain thing, it's considered to be normal. Everybody would be walking around without shoes. Just like you could walk around with your pants down. And that's considered to be, in certain areas, that's considered to be normal. And if it would be Nimnu Vagamru to take off our shoes, and somebody, whatever, some famous athlete or some famous movie star would walk around in the street without shoes, and then everybody would start going without shoes, and everybody would say it's normal. My wife's teaching a wonderful girls' school, an Orthodox, a very nice Orthodox girls' school. And she says that over the last 4 or 5 years, the way the girls are dressing, it's not normal. And they're nice girls. It's not normal. But to them, this is the normal way to dress. The other side, page 10. The other side, page 10. Then everybody after time, everybody's considered already a normal person. The only thing is now, since everybody wears shoes, if someone walks without shoes. So imagine if everybody wore their pants up and there'd be one guy wearing his pants like that, they would take him to a doctor, right? So we're talking about numbers. Vim Kane, who had dinlinyanu? Im lahoyu achisrain is ailu lachol anshe hailam. We all have chisrain, it's covered. All covered fresses. One person more than the other. Food, taivas, other taivas, fresses. The only difference is because everybody does it, that's all. It's not something wrong, it's not a chisaron. Vim kain hu adin linyanenu. Im lahayu achisrenes haylu kol anshe erlam v'rak yechidim hayu lukuyim binyan. If there only be a few people by the shmorgas, but in the whole world, a few people that wear their pants down, or a few people that go without shul, whatever, then you'd say it's crazy. El hayu nechshavim gam hen l'shugoyim, anashim shem shifuyim esichlam. They're not normal. She tzuchim lechaz l'roi, they have to go to the doctor. V'hayu tzuchim lechaz tzadikim, v'bali musa, shem heim roif en nefoshil. You know what I mean? They have to go to tzadikim to give eitzis and to give refuos, how to help them. And we're going on to finish this, we'll see, Mishnah next week, that the emes is, Lamita Shodavar, that from the time of the chait of the Eitz HaDa'as,
We are likuyim medvarim elu. We have chesroinus in these inyanim. Chochmas hamusar is to bring us back to reset a person to be healthy and normal. That's the inyan of chochmas hamusar. Chesidus is oisik in something else. The inyan of chesidus is something else. It's not a stira, it's not a machloikas. It's something else. And therefore we find that if a person who's not healthy is oisik a lot in chesidus, it could take a mamish off the over the cliff. It could be very bad. It could be very, very bad. A normal mensch, a normal person. I think Mitzvah will continue next time.